NPR senior political correspondent Mara Liasson is at the White House. Mara?
Good morning, Bob.
What's happening there?
Well, we just had a briefing by a senior administration official who gave us a little information about the President's Day. This is something that they've instituted an early morning briefing to kind of feed the growing crowd of reporters who are here early in the morning and are dying for some information. The president was in the Oval Office at 7 o'clock. He talked with Condoleezza Rice by phone. That's something that he does every morning to get the update on the war. He also met with his chief of staff, Andy Card, a little bit later this morning. About 10 o'clock, he's going to have the bipartisan congressional leadership to the White House, where he's going to give them an update on the war, although he might also talk about how happy he is that the House of Representatives just passed the budget resolution. He certainly doesn't want, even though his focus is almost 100% on the war, he wants to convey the impression that he is also concerned about domestic issues. And the president was also informed about the casualties in that helicopter crash, and he expressed his condolences and sympathies to the families. And he said that it was a reminder that this is war, and this is the kind of sacrifice that the president has warned about.
Is the president expected to make any public statements?
The president might talk at this meeting with the bipartisan congressional leadership. He doesn't have an extensive public schedule today. As a matter of fact, in the middle of the afternoon, he will be leaving for Camp David. And there will be no weekend briefings coming out of the White House. This senior administration official was asked why the president was leaving for Camp David on the first weekend of the war, and he was quick to point out that the president's father also went to Camp David on the first weekend of the first Persian Gulf War, and Camp David is certainly equipped with all of the communications equipment that one would need, but the president has decided that that's where he wants to spend the weekend.
Well, I had visions of the president in the Situation Room on top of the whole thing. He's getting information through Condoleezza Rice.
Well, the president is, that's how he gets his information. I think that the White House would say to you he doesn't have to be in the Situation Room. He's briefed by his aides. And if he does go out of the White House, if he does go to Camp David, he'll be able to have secure video hookups and all the other kinds of means of communications that he might want to take advantage of.
A meeting with the Joint Chiefs, a drop by at the Pentagon, a boost of morale.
Nope, that is not on the schedule for this weekend. The president is sticking to the kind of schedule that he likes to have, and that's how they've decided to do it. One of the things that I think you're going to see, Bob, is more and more information about this war is going to start coming out of the Gulf itself. We're going to start getting briefings from there and from the Pentagon, and at least for the next couple of days, the flow of information from the White House will recede.
Might be a calculated thing, too. Might say, well, look, the guys are in charge. They're doing a great job.
Yes, I think that's right. But I also think the reason why you saw so much information coming out of the White House in the early hours of the war is they did want to stress the political aspect of this and repeat that message that they've been repeating over and over again, trying to get the Iraqi military to surrender so that they don't have to have an all-out war.
Thank you. NPR senior political correspondent Mara Liasson at the White House.